your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Happy Hour. This is DeAndre Cartwright, and you're tuned in to Guardian Radio 96.9. Are y'all happy to hear my voice? I'm happy to be back. I know y'all haven't heard me for quite some time. That's because, you know, I have other obligations that kept me away from you for so long. But I am back, I promise you, and I won't leave you until the end of September because I got to go home, and y'all know home is Long Island. So, but I'll try to figure out something so we could be in touch because I know we've been having so many changes all around. So, righty. I want to jump in. We have a full show today. I brought in some amazing, incredible folks who are going to be talking to us about some interesting events and then also teaching us because, you know, wisdom is one of the first steps to making that change because we have to learn more. I want to go over quickly today, though, because, you know, we like to project what's happening so you can know what you can support. So today, and let me call out their full name because I don't want no smoke. The Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated is having their stakeout and fair over at R.M. Bailey Park. It is a fundraiser, and part of it is going to be in support of their scholarship fund. So you want to go and pass out at R.M. Bailey Park to support Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We want to say congratulations to the Genesis Warhawks. They finally had their mental health awareness walk today, I believe it was. There was some rain, but I'm hearing that it went okay regardless. Going further into next week, and this is a part of what we're going to be talking about, Friday evening at Dundas, there's going to be the Black Box Open Mic. It is a fundraiser, of course. This is a part of the revitalization process for the Dundas Center for Performing Arts. We want to support that. We have the flyer up on our page. We want to shoot forward to the rest of, we're going straight on to September. The University of the Bahamas is going to have their mix and mingle for their alumni, and that's on Thursday, September 4th at Solimar. So you want to make sure to register with the Office of Alumni Affairs. Let them know you're coming and invite other folks to come out. On the 6th of September, the Rotary Club of South Ocean, which is my Rotary Club, we're going to be having an Alzheimer's caregiver seminar in conjunction with the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association. So that's on the 6th of September. Did you know that September is Alzheimer's Awareness Month? So there's lots of stuff happening during the month of September. Also happening in September, the Kiwanis Clubs of the Bahamas are going to be having their fun run walk on the 13th of September. I'm giving you all of these dates ahead of time so you can make sure, prepare to go out and support because you need to register ahead of time. And then also, if you want to run it, you got to start prepping from now. Speaking about prepping from now, on the 20th of September, the Alzheimer's Association is going to be having their memory walk. And so you want to double check with their social so you can keep up to date there. As always, if you have anything, if you know about any of these activities happening, please send them to me. I would love to highlight them on our show and hopefully get some more folks out there to support you. Now, jumping right in because we have no time to waste, and these folks are very, very active and very, very knowledgeable. Joining me right now is Anwar McCartney. So he's going to be talking to us about the importance of financial literacy and his positive community impact through education about finances. So Anwar is an accountant, and by the way, he didn't want me to read all of this, but I'm like, I need the people's stamp to know that you are accredited, that you know what you've been doing, and you've been doing it for some time. Anywho, going back to what we were talking about, Anwar McCartney is an accountant and business consultant who began his professional career at Ernst & Young. Here in Nassau, after graduating with a Bachelor's of Business Administration from Acadia University in Nova Scotia, Canada. During his time at EY, he obtained his Certified Public Accountant, CPA, designation while also auditing primarily financial services and investment institutions. Y'all hit a big money in that because I hit big money in that. After leaving EY, Anwar embarked on a diverse accounting and corporate advisory services career in several leading banking, investment, and healthcare institutions. You would think this fella had been on this earth for like 4, 5, 6 decades, but no, this is a young fella doing all this stuff, you know. Always being enthusiastic about helping small businesses, Anwar officially struck out on his own in February of 2023, forming his own accounting and corporate advisory firm, Quantum Advisory Services Limited. Since that time, he has built up a dynamic book of clients that range from small to large Bahamian-owned and operated companies. These companies range from retail food service providers, security firms, and shipping and logistics. That is a mouthful. You have done a lot, and we're grateful to have you here in studio.
Thank you for having me.
So, Anwar, jump into it. I think we want to start, like, what made you interested in finances?
Well, I mean, good morning to you. Good morning, Bahamas. What made me interested in finances, I guess, you know, I've always been a pretty, I think, conservative person in certain senses, right? I think aspirational, try to be progressive. And in that vein, you know, even before I wanted to be an accountant or knew I was going to be an accountant, I just, you know, felt like, you know, finance is important, right? I mean, it's really the only way to improve your, one of the main important, most important ways to improve your quality of life, standard of living. And it's just a factor, right? I mean, money, you know, dollars make sense or whatever the saying is, right? So I just wanted to get myself in a very, at least a basic understanding of what finances are, what money is, how it moves, how it works, how you could make it work for you.
I like that. Now, you gave me a segue automatically, and I love that, right? Because dollars got to make sense.
Right.
Money makes the world go around.
Right.
And you want to understand it all,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But you're now helping other people understand it. Now, tell us a little bit more about those activities that you've done since you've struck out from EY, formed your own company. Mm-hmm. But in addition to actually providing services, you're in the community talking about what in the world is financial literacy.
Right.
So what made you take a step back from making the money to teaching about the money?
I've always been a teacher at heart, right? And so like I tell people all the time, you know, if I didn't have family, kids to take care of, I'd probably be a teacher. I went to St. Anne's High School, right?
Okay.
And primary school. I went there from
Proud Anglican.
Proud Anglican, right? And I always wanted to, you know, my dream was, maybe still is, to go back and teach at my alma mater in Fox Hill, you know, high school accounting, right? I like the basics. And, you know, I had a itch I scratched about maybe 8 or 9 years ago. I did a quick two semester intro accounting course at Synergy Bahamas. And it was from there I realized that, you know, yes, money's important and, you know, you got to make it, but there's more to it, right? You have to try to give back as much as possible to the wider society. And, you know, I'm not saying that I'm out here like Mother Teresa or Gandhi or anything like that, right? But I try in the little ways that I can to give back to my community. And I try to focus on young people. You know, that might be cliche, but I mean, it is what it is, right? You know, I think people need help, particularly in an environment where inflation is booming, and it's not going to get any easier, right? And this is a free, fun, light segment on a Saturday afternoon, right? So I don't want to get too heavy with it, but there's certain realities we have to deal with as people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of my thrust.
So you also had mentioned, I think, when we had first started talking about you coming on the show, that you partner with other institutions as well to really get the word out there about financial literacy, right?
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit more about your partnerships and how do you, your company and these partnerships come together to teach folks? And you say you focus on young folks, but it's also adults as well, right?
Absolutely. When I say young folks, I mean, you know, I'm talking 40 and under, right? Generally speaking. I mean, I'm not ageist. I'm not as opposed to helping people, you know, of all ages, right? To try to better themselves financially. But, you know, I think, you know, it was just something that I find, you know, as I give an example, how much does it cost to buy a piece of property, right? I think that question is most important for people 40 and under, maybe 30 and under, right? Land property is the easiest way and the best and the most efficient way to transfer wealth, right, from generation to generation. And that is our greatest challenge. Probably has been the greatest challenge of the last two generations, right? Millennials, older millennials. Now we get into where we are now, Gen Z. Gen Z, and we pass Gen Z now, right? But I guess Gen Z would be the lower age of who's trying to, In that vein, I've partnered recently with the SPDC. Not recently, I've been working with them for a couple of years now, but we've just recently tried to ramp up. Nothing formal. I work through their Access Accelerator program currently, helping businesses of all, stages, beginning, more mature, try to access funding, whether it's by their grant programs or loan programs, partnering with local commercial banks. And they had asked me a couple of times just to come and address, they do programs once or twice a year. And so they asked me if I'm available, and I try to be available because I love that, right? And I love the program, and I love some of the people that I've met through the program. So I make time for it.
And that makes sense. That makes sense. And speaking about making time, folks, y'all can make time to call Anwar here on the show. And you can do that at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, toll free 300-5720, as well as you can text us at 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Now, I'm curious. Mm-hmm. When you do these sessions, right, what exactly are you reviewing? What is it that we need to know about financial literacy?
Okay, so the basics, right? So financial literacy is simply just having a broad understanding of money, your situation as an individual, your situation as a company, right? What factors play into your ability to succeed or lack of ability to succeed? I don't want to say fail, right? But, mm-hmm. And the factors that go into it, as an example. For individuals, one thing that you should always be aware of is what's your DSR. I think they've added a letter into that acronym, but it's just basically debt service ratio, right? Mm-hmm. That's one of the most important things you're going to learn as you try to get financing, personal financing or business financing. What percentage of your salary is already kind of locked into debt servicing, meaning you have a loan that you have to repay, principal, interest, as well as, budgeting for yourself outside of loans. How much of your money goes towards daily cost of living upkeep? Are you to the place where you can invest? Are you to the place where you, are trying to determine if you can take on additional obligations, family planning, children, not having children? So all of these things are part of financial literacy. Just having a basic understanding, almost like the body, like, okay, you got the circular system.
Circulatory
system. My gosh, that's what I got to see in biology and BGCSE. Right?
Don't worry, you're a numbers guy. So
I'll stay at my depth on this one, but I mean, just financial fitness. Where you are in your career, in your life, or in your business flow, how you can improve, what steps you can take to improve. Can you take certain risks? Should you back up from those risk taking opportunities?
Now I have another question following up because that was quite a bit right there. That can't take just one session. That has to take ongoing exposure, I would assume.
Absolutely.
But before we even dive into that, when you have these sessions with folks who are trying to learn more about money, managing money, mm-hmm. and surviving in this economy,
right.
What has been your experience with the average, I guess, Bahamian audience as to whether they understand this and do they even care about this sort of thing?
So in my very limited experience so far, I've dealt with and I've spoken to business owners, right? Or prospective business owners, meaning people who have the plan in place but don't quite have the account open and they're actually operating, right? So there's a certain level of sophistication, generally speaking, of the people that I've dealt with. I speak to people on an individual basis, like kind of randomly, right? I mean, right. friends, family, mm-hmm. people who I meet in the streets. And I don't advertise myself as a financial expert because I'm not one, right? I mean, legally speaking, I'm not one, right? I'm a CPA, I'm an accountant, and I give advice in that lane. But anybody can kind of give their opinion on how best to operate, to navigate, right? So in my traversing, I found that, you know, the people that I've spoken to have a good sense of, you know, with where they are, what the basics are. One of the things I think as a nation that we don't have on a broad basis, right? And we know, like, you know, Bahamians have trouble saving and that kind of thing, right? But proper banking practices, right? Borrowing practices, saving practices. And I think the borrowing aspect is the biggest kind of knowledge gap that I found, where people, you know, people go for loans, commercial consumer loans mainly, and you know there's a lack of kind of, it's a commitment. It's like a marriage, right? I mean, or a long term engagement, right? If you commit yourself to a 7-year car loan, auto loan, you know, what does that mean for your life, right? How much of that is interest? How much of that is principal? Now, I'm not against financing, right? I mean, it's a part of it, right? Financing helps you to get things faster than you would be able to get on your own. So it's a place for it. But, you know, how long should you try to ride out that 1999 Honda Civic that your mommy gave you when you were graduating college, right? I mean, if it's working, if it's, you know, I mean, you know, you don't have to spend too much money on upkeep, you try to keep it as long as possible. And when you're in a position where your salary, your income has increased and you have more disposable income and you could actually make different decisions, travel, et cetera, then you maybe want to look into going and getting a bank loan to, you know, get a brand new car or a pre-owned vehicle. So, you know, that's the biggest gap out there I found in individuals, particularly.
Okay. So now that we've identified one of these primary gaps from, you know, your average conversation, right. And thank you for clarifying, because I don't want you to get in any legal trouble.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's
you
fine.
Know, gotcha, gotcha. But I've also seen that, too, and I am no finance expert. I am not an accountant or anything like that.
Right.
But I do talk to a lot of people.
Absolutely.
And I get the same idea, because it's almost as though we would go to a bank for these smaller loans and whatnot. I want to go away for Christmas shopping. I'm going to go and get a loan for that, mm-hmm. as opposed to the larger purchases that are more sustainable and more necessary.
Right.
So I think it goes back also our culture. We like things.
Yep.
But the type of things we like are temporary. And another thing, I'm going to have some folks come on the show later in the year to talk about this, but investing.
Right.
Investing.
Right.
Because the same amount of money that you would take to go on a trip is the same amount of money you can start a mutual fund with.
Absolutely.
And I think we need to talk more about that, because if we're trying to break these generational curses, people,
mm-hmm.
then we got to start doing things that our parents and our grandparents may not have done.
Absolutely.
So I don't know, during your... Because you do so many things. Actually, before we even continue, what all do you do with your advisory services? Because when you say you're an advisor, you know, because I'm also an advisor, but that's for other types of
things. Right. I mean, so from the accounting aspect, you know, as from as low as bookkeeping up all the way up to audit preparation services, right? So I'm, you know, I don't want to get too much. I don't want to put your audience to sleep, right? But an audit is basically, company hires an accountant or an audit accounting firm to come in and check the books and certify numbers, and it's a whole long process. So I do everything up to that point. So I don't do audits. You know, there's certain risks involved in that, and I just, you know, that's not the business model that I chose to deal with. But I help companies who are required to do audits get themselves audit ready, per se, right? From an advisory perspective, I mean, you know, advising on financial matters, right? Budgeting, forecasting, you know, should I sell? Should I not sell? You know, how do I get my business the most value out of my business, right? I mean, you know, if you want, let's say you own a storefront and or a restaurant, and somebody's offering you, they want to buy, come in as a partner. You come to me. I'm not a restaurateur. I'm not in the tourism sector or in the hospitality sector or any of that type of stuff. But I mean, I can run some basic numbers and tell you, okay, if you do X, Y, Z, the value of your company is going to go up, right? You know, cost-benefit analysis, right? And I even, you know, assist people, usually pro bono, make personal decisions, right? And so that is the broad base of what I do. We also offer what they call fractional CFO services. What does that mean? So a traditional CFO is the person in the company in charge of maintaining the books of the business, dealing with any regulatory matters with the government, which is very important. And, you know, not a lot of companies either can afford, quote unquote, or need a full-time CFO. And so we offer that as a part-time basis as well.
Got you. Yeah. Listen, you're doing everything out there.
Yeah, you know, I try to stay in my lane, but the lane is broad, right? So
yeah, that got multiple lanes on there. That's a highway.
Absolutely.
Now, you know, time flies when you're having fun. Yeah. We only have 8 more minutes to go. You see how fast that
went? That's crazy.
I feel like we have to let you come back on because you're doing so much, right? But, and I usually don't do this, but let's see. What advice would you give to, like, I'm giving you the mic. Okay. I want you to talk to the Bahamian people. Mm-hmm. On an individual level, somebody who has no knowledge of what they need to be doing, but they want to try and do better for themselves. They may be having like the average, let's go with minimum wage.
Yes.
But so somebody who's making minimum wage, but wants to try and start saving, wants to start somewhere.
Right.
What would be the advice that you would give them today about what they could possibly do? And, you know, you had said we don't, and I told you we don't really go deep, but, you know, I really like to understand these things, right? Your salary ain't going up. The cost of living going up.
Yeah.
So how do I survive knowing I got to pay my children's school fee or I got to at least make sure they're fed, we have a roof over our head, that sort of thing? Like, what would be the very first step? Because it can feel very daunting, I think.
Absolutely. And I'll make this simple, right? First of all, everybody in this world, every adult, and some children, unfortunately, knows what it takes or should know what it takes or needs to know what it takes to make ends meet, right? To make a dollar out of 15 cents, so to speak. And the first thing I would tell people is to not make a bad situation worse, right? So if you're in a tough financial situation, there's a couple of things, and I'm not here to lecture, I'm not here to, you know, proselytize to anybody. But if you have issues with, you know, making your rent or your mortgage if you're in that space, you know, either acquiring a vehicle or keeping your vehicle upkept, school fees, if you're dealing with school fees or even the school supplies, groceries, you know, the list goes on and on and on. family planning, right, is extremely important, right? I mean, I'm speaking purely from a dollars and cents perspective. I'm not talking about any family dynamics, psychology, sociology. Again, going back to your borrowing practices, one thing that I learned at a very young age is, you know, who knows what's going to happen, right, you know, in life. But where possible, try to avoid financing something that actually is not a long-term proposition. What does that mean? And I don't want, again, same judgmental, but I would never take out a loan to go on vacation. I would never take out a loan to buy back-to-school supplies because those are things that immediately expense, right? Once you buy clothes, there's really no value to that outside of it for you, right? Especially if you wear it, right? So, I mean, you know, you're talking about the most short-term loan I could think of purchasing something for is a vehicle, right? And a vehicle that you need to get from point A to point B, hopefully to, you know, go to and from your vacation, your job. Simple things like that, right? If you are not able to currently save, usually, my grandmother, rest her soul, she was a teacher for like 40-something years, right? And she had 2 children. Effectively, she was a single mother. And she's one thing she always told me was save a little out of a little, right? And there's a Bible verse in there somewhere. I think it's like, you know, those who are faithful in little much will be faithful in much, right? So doubling, tripling, quadrupling your salary, if you have poor personal and financial practices, will not make your life better. I think that's a general kind of rule of thumb. If you have $500 and you can't account for how you spent it, when you have $2,000, $4,000, $8,000, you will not know how you spent it. This is how it goes, right? More money with the same life will yield similar or worse results. So I say that to say, you know, if you have, you know, build a budget, right? And you know, I think there's a lot of tools out there that we can use. I mean, Google, right? You could use AI for certain things. I'm not a huge AI proponent, but for basic stuff, just say, okay, right, how do I build a personal budget? You know, and you know, you could get it offline, put that in a little Excel sheet, or even just write it down. And you could tell it, you could tell yourself, what's my revenue, what's my monthly income or weekly income, and write down the expenses from there. And you may find some room to eliminate some optional things, right? So going out, traveling, or you know, temporary things that you could remove to get yourself in a better spot to come back for greater.
My goodness, I think you've given us a lot to think about.
Trying to speak quickly as I talk a lot.
Listen, this is talk radio, Matt. We do talk a lot here. But we want to say thank you so much to Mr. Anwar McCartney, who has several hats, but today he's wearing the hat as, tell me what the exact title, I want you to tell people what the exact title is at, because you're the owner, right? But it's...
Okay, so I'm my managing director, of Quantum Advisory Services, right? But that just means I open the doors, close the doors, make sure the bills are paid. There's nothing glamorous about it, right?
Oh goodness! You're a young fellow running a successful business, and you're helping others in the financial services fields, especially with financial literacy. Which is a beautiful educational experience that we all need on a consistent basis.
Absolutely.
So I want to say thank you again for joining us here on the Happy Hour, and we hope to have you back soon.
Sure.
Folks, you want to stay tuned to the rest of the show. We're going to have the people from the Black Box Theater coming on to talk about their open mic night happening next week. It is a fundraiser for the Dundas, and we have some of their artists. Will they perform? Will they not perform? Please stay tuned. Don't leave me. I'll be back after these messages.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Shop early to get your uniforms and catch today's Uniform Center's buy four, get one free sale. Free monogrammed and regular school shirts, dry fit and cotton polos, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, PE shorts, underclothes, tights, socks, neckties, belts, sleeping mats, hair accessories, and character work desk. Get 50% off backpacks, lunch bags, and raincoats. Buy four school shirts, get one free. Buy two skirts, jumpers, or pants, get the third 50% off. Need embroidery and monogramming done? Visit Janae's Uniform Center early. Beat the back-to-school rush. Janae's Chesapeake Road back-to-school special. Restrictions apply.
Looking for your dream job in paradise? At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, we're hiring. And with over 200 positions available, we're confident you'll find your perfect fit. Whether you're passionate about keeping guests safe as a lifeguard, or if mixing up refreshing cocktails as a bartender is more your speed, there's a spot waiting just for you. Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career to explore openings and apply today.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So out of the way.
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crock Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Great Commission's Ministries is God's storehouse. They have been caring for the poor, homeless, and hurting since 1987. You are invited to support their Stop and Drop program by dropping off some food items in their barrels and some cash in their bottles. You can donate an offering each month or pay your tithes online to Great Commission through the Givelify or SunCash apps. Help them to shelter the homeless, feed the hungry, and spread the gospel of Christ. Volunteer your service and support the Live to Give program. Call Great Commission Ministries, God's Storehouse, at 325-5801 for further information, or stop by the office on Wolf Road. Be blessed.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
I'm your host, Don Sargent.
My name is Tate Arley.
Tune in every Saturday at 9 to 11 a.m. to The Eye Opener. We give unfiltered perspectives on current events, news, and pop culture.
Through dialogues with experts, researchers, and policymakers, we want to bring about a Bahamas that is better for all Bahamians. Tune into The Eye Opener on Guardian Radio 96.9, Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Sometimes a little nuance can make a world of a difference.
Think you know sports? Think you know pop culture? Well, maybe you do, but so do we. The Accredited is where we flip the script, drop the hottest takes, and keep it 100% real. From 10th year seniors to squad that knows the culture, join us every week at 11 a.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9. It's not just a show, it's a vibe. Are you accredited?
The Accredited, Saturdays at 11 a.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Because I'm happy.
The Happy Hour, bringing happiness to the airwaves. Do you want to hear from incredible individuals making a difference in the community? Do you need a motivational reminder of the goodness happening in our Bahama land? Tune in to the Happy Hour, where we will be talking with the people making positive impacts on their communities every day. From the civic leader empowering to the young person leading, the Happy Hour will focus on the goodness all around us. Join the Happy Hour, 12 o'clock on Saturdays, and fill your cup up with optimism and positivity.
Hi there, tell it to Stanya here. That's right, I am she and she is me. What is this show about? It's about you, it's about me, it's about learning the lessons of life, it's about love, it's about grief, it's about family issues. It's about talking about the things that we need to talk about. Join me Saturdays, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Let's find out together on Tell It to Stanya.
Tune in to Our Blue Bahamas, Brief's radio show every Saturday at 2 p.m. here on Guardian 96.9 FM. Join us as we dive into the critical issues on a mission to protect the environment that sustains our Bahamian way of life. Each week, we feature inspiring guests from the fields of education and conservation and highlight youth voices making a difference. Let's work together to advocate for sustainable Bahamas. Catch us on Saturdays at 2 p.m. on Guardian 96.9 FM and let's protect our blue Bahamas.
Join me, Alexis Burrows, for Vital Voices, the weekly radio show and podcast tackling the nation's most pressing health and wellness topics. From healthcare equity to proactive wellness, Vital Voices empowers you with tools and knowledge to improve your life and community. Tune in every Saturday at 2:30 p.m. on Guardian Radio and catch full episodes on YouTube every Monday. Don't miss these crucial conversations with experts, providers, and industry leaders because your health matters.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back here with the happy hour on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra Cartwright. Thank you so much for not leaving me. And for those of you just joining, this is the happy hour where we try to talk about good stuff happening inside the community. And we bring those folks that are making a positive impact into studio so you can hear more from them. Now, I'm going to go over this real quick because we had a bit of a delay. So I only have 20 minutes and you all know that this goes by very quickly. So jumping right in, today we are happy to be joined by representatives of the Black Box Open Mic. It's Nassau's home for raw, authentic performance. Joining us in studio today, we have the founder and principal organizer, Nadine Thomas Brown, as well as one of the featured performers, Tonash.
Thanks for having us.
Every month, the Black Box Theater at the Dundas Center for the Performing Arts is transformed into a space where music, poetry, and other art forms collide. It's not just entertainment. It's a platform for emerging Bahamian voices to be heard, celebrated, and remembered. It is a key initiative in the revitalization process for the Dundas. Now, Tinashe is a genre-bending Bahamian artist. Y'all forgive me, I have my retainer in my mouth, so it sounds like I'm tongue-tied. I'm so sorry. Is a Bahamian artist bringing rap, soca, and rake and scrape together in a way that's hype, feel-good, and proudly rooted in island culture. Whether he's dropping punchlines or pumping out rhythms, his music is built to move crowds and celebrate what it means to be Bahamian. Man, I'm excited already. With tracks like Girl I Wanna, that's Rick and Scrape, and Junzen, which is Gumbe and Junkanoo, Tinashe stays repping the 242 with style and originality. Every performance is packed with energy, cultural pride, and a sound that's unmistakably his own. Now, Nadine Thomas Brown is a journalist, educator, and public relations professional with over two decades of experience in media and the performing arts. She's worked across print, radio, and television, producing and hosting programs such as Roots in Culture and Express Yourself. With more than a decade in the classroom, she's inspired and mentored countless students, bringing literature, drama, and critical thinking to life. As the founder and principal organizer at the Black Box Open Mic, Nadine and her team have been instrumental in revitalizing the Dunder Center for the Performing Arts, creating, again, that vibrant platform. But what they do is that it's not just poets, it's musicians, it's storytellers. And her creative work, as you know, she's facilitating the platform for other folks. But this lady, she has such a rich background. So she has been doing spoken work, theatrical, TV and radio productions, direction. And she's been also in Shakespeare and Paradise and Short Tales. She's passionate about social justice and has participated in impactful advocacy projects, including the award-winning documentary Two-Face, Gender Equality in the Bahamas, where she served as associate producer. So whether she's penning a feature or crafting a PR strategy or mentoring young talent, Nadine blends artistry, intellect, and purpose, always championing Bahamian culture and community. Y'all hear the type of people who in this studio today?
It's a mouthful.
My goodness. Now I got to make sure that they know who y'all is. Got
That's
to.
That's a lot.
So you don't think that you've done a lot?
I've done more.
No. So we want to say thank you all so much for joining us in studio, and we want to hop right into it.
Thanks
what
for having
in
us.
The world? What in the world is the Black Box Open Mic?
Well, first of all, the Black Box is the Philip Burroughs Theater, which is on the Dundas compound, which is a part of the Dundas Civic Center. The Black Box Open Mic came about as a response to people who love and participate in the whatever the Dundas creates. We really, last year, we were in a... Yeah, we were thinking it's going down and we needed to help it. So in a nutshell, that's it. We came together and created this platform to introduce the Dundas to folks because a lot of people had thought that it was closed down. A lot of young people didn't even know what that building was about. Mm-hmm. So because I'd had a show back in the day that, you know, created like a microcosm for culture and art in the Bahamas, I thought, why not just replicate that here at the Dundas? So we're made up of a team of young professionals in different stages of career, including journalists. Mm-hmm. And so with the Black Box Open Mic, we're able to do what we're doing now. Go on the air, talk about the Dundas, and we haven't stopped talking about them since last November. In terms of the artist side and what we're doing in terms of bringing young people out, we do an open mic every month where we feature the who's, the you know, the people that the young people know, some of the old people too. And then we also have an open mic section where the general community at large is invited to come out and participate. It encourages collaboration, networking. It gives people who wouldn't ordinarily have a space, if you're just starting out, it gives you a ready-made stage with lighting and an audience to kind of hone your craft and test out the waters. You're able afterwards to speak to people like Tanash, who've been doing it for a while, you know. And that's the general thing about the Black Box Open Mic. That's really what we do. And we call it fundraising. Because the fundraising part, initially we wanted to encourage people to come out. So the price is like $10 for people who want to just watch, $5 for people who would like to participate. And I guess that's their little contribution, because usually open mics are free. So it's mm-hmm. a contribution to the Dundas, and it's a symbiotic relationship with all of us, the artists, the performers, the Dundas offering the space, us being able to introduce people like Tanash and other artists who mm-hmm. already are well known, but you know, to take them to the media, talk about the Dundas. We haven't really stopped talking about it. So we keep the Dundas name in our mouth. Basically, and that's the purpose of it all.
I love that. I love that. And we're going to talk also about how there's also a volunteer arm for folks who want to help behind the scenes. But before we jump into that and further details about the show that's happening next week, I want to go to Tinashe, who's sitting here. I want y'all to believe this man walk inside the studio like he's a superstar. So I almost felt like I had to ask for an autograph. And if you could see him right here, listen, he looking like Wale. I don't know.
That's a first.
But Tinashe, please tell us a little bit more about who you are and why did you choose to work with the Black Box on this important initiative that not only gives you another platform, but is serving such an admirable purpose.
I'm Tinashe. I'm Bahamian. I think first and foremost, that's what it is.
First and foremost, I'm a Bahamian, you know what I mean? And I'm a creative. And I just like to express myself. And there's many Bahamian ways as I go, especially when it comes to music. You know what I mean? That's rooted in who I am as a creative. And why I decided to work with Black Box, I like what they're doing. I like the charity type thing. I like that. The Dundas has been around for a while, and you don't want to lose something like that. That's like Antigua in the Bahamas. We got to keep that alive, man. You know what I mean? So I'm down with it.
So are you excited about this upcoming week?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so before we get into why you're excited, I'm going to go back over to Nadine so you can tell me more about, well, what's going to actually happen.
Okay, so the show, as you said, is next week, Friday. The doors are open at 7. We begin at 8, showtime. We always try to be on time, and if we're not on time, it's because we're having some technical difficulties, you know, so make sure to donate to us so that we don't experience those difficulties. Right. So we try to make it an immersive, interactive experience at the Black Box. So we sometimes display art. We set up outside in the entrance way. You have little stations where you can stop off to experience art. For instance, one time we did like a silent movie.
Okay.
Yeah, where we had people use their cameras and we had all of the costumes and stuff that we sourced from the Dundas and put out there because it's a space for acting.
I like that.
You know, so we also want to incorporate that. With that in mind, we also have an improv group. And
yes, I've been to one of the improv shows.
Yeah, because we want to introduce the community to acting and things of that nature. It's not just about singing and poetry. It's just a wide variety of the arts. But we also want to give them a little bit of experience in terms of what the Dundas is actually for, actors and acting. So
I love that blend, bringing everybody together. Because, you know, I think sometimes when we think about performing arts, it's almost as though you are exposed to one kind without remembering, hey, there are others. So you have spoken word. You have acting, and then you also have the folks that facilitate that.
Exactly.
You have singing. It's just so much going
on.
And you're bringing that together in this space that, ladies and gentlemen, where else you're going on this island to hear this good stuff for $10? Wow. Come on, man. And are you supporting a good cause?
Yeah.
Now, I got a question, though. Y'all got eats and drinks there? Because, you know, being this, we need something.
We usually do have a food truck, and it's a food truck for now. And we also have a bar where you can get drinks and food and stuff like that. Right? So hopefully we're trying to make it better. I was on a show this week, and I forgot. My dream for it is the Apollo. You remember the Apollo?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm hoping that somehow, because everywhere we've gone, everybody has been touched by the Dundas.
Yes.
Everybody has been touched somehow. So I'm hoping that in terms of musicians and all of those, they can look back and say, yeah, we went to the Dundas, the Black Box back in the day, because it's central to the culture and it's an iconic institution.
And speaking about culture, I'm going to go back to the icon we have sitting in the room because he thinks he got no way by giving me a couple little words. But you are the featured performer on Friday. So what are you going to be performing? Help me to get excited about this, Tinashe.
I'll be performing some of the favorites. You know, people are always telling me, people just give me what they want air. And one of the things, someone has been saying they want air crazy, so... Might work on that. See if we can provide that.
All right.
One of the fan favorites, Labongi. Labongi. They asked me what's my problem, you know. Okay. Definitely want to show off some of the new stuff. The Girl I Wanna, the Reagan Scrape one. That's produced by Shine and Kieran Nixon.
Shout out to Shine. That's my good friend, you know.
Yeah, man. Shine is good people. It's good people. And possibly get into Jones, and like you mentioned, that's a doing me and Rick Carey. He produced that for me. So I want to show the new as well as some of the old. Just to show that
it's
famous, got some range. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Rap, soca.
So it's not just going to be poetry.
I mean, technically it's poetry. Mm-hmm. If you ever heard Labongi?
No. See, I want people, when they think about poetry, a person's reading, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you just said that you're coming out there with the spoken word, but it's going to be rap. It's going to be songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's people poetry. Who like different
it's
things.
Poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive me for my brashness. But they're Labongi massive.
Oh, but
just love the way it's crafted.
Listen.
No BBL, no plastic. Mm. See, I got you. We could even break it down as a spoken word.
Donnie, I was with the finger flip just now.
Come on.
So you'd encourage folks to come out and support.
Definitely come out and support. Like she say. Oh, she mentioned the Apollo. Mm-hmm. Now, she put that vision in my head. I could see this being that kind of thing where people come out and they'd be like, "But I remember you seeing you back in the Apollo. Mm-hmm. To see where you at now." Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's a big thing.
Love that. Nadine, you're trying to tell me something.
Yeah. Tinashe came to my attention because of the diversity of his music. Like, he has just a wide, he just has something for everything. And he is, I think he has great potential. I love his latest, the Rake and Scrape stuff is really great. And he mentioned this song, Crazy, which is just such a different song for... You wouldn't expect to hear a Bahamian musician singing.
Well, I can't wait to come out and hear that. And
it's just really good. You know, so again, our platform is not just about one thing. It's about a cross-section of the arts. So you're not going to see people standing there reading off papers. It's a performance space. We prefer that. We love acoustics. So you might come there and see a rapper, expect him to be rapping, and he might be doing acoustic presentations and just very... You have some really, really great talent in the country, which we've already seen,
mm-hmm.
You know? And so I'd like to say thanks to people like Chase Fernanda, Judah the Lion, Navarro, somebody else, who else? Abia, Sherwood Ramming. Gold. And a plethora of others who have already taken their stage. And also, I just wanted to give a shout out to, what's her name again?
Alian Rose.
Yes, Alian Rose. She's going to be our second featured performer mm-hmm. on the show. And she brings a completely different energy.
Yeah.
And of course, with the open mic, it's just, you don't know what you're going to get.
No, you don't. That's the beauty of it, though.
Exactly.
Okay. Interesting.
Exactly.
Now, remind us of all of the details.
Okay. So, the show is next week, Friday, at the Dundas in the Philip Morris Black Box Theater. It's $10 for spectators. It's $5 if you like to get on the mic. We usually put up a link on our Instagram and Facebook pages, and you can go there, click on to sign up. It's not going to be a long list because we have had experiences where the show goes on way too long. People don't want to leave.
Oh, it's not good. I love this.
So they keep signing up. So again, it's this focused. You have a stage. There's nobody eating and drinking. They're just watching you. They're mm-hmm. here for a show.
Mm-hmm.
And so, just sign up early mm-hmm. and you pay at the door.
Okay, now that's what I want to touch on. Cash mm-hmm. or card?
It's cash.
Okay,
it's
so cash. Hey, cash is king, guys. Cash is king.
Yeah. So again, we're trying. You know, we're doing our best for the Dundas. The Shakespeare season is beginning soon, so also come out. And I'd like to say we at the Black Box, we're looking for volunteers. You know, so any way you think you can help out. Our struggles have mainly been in the area of recording. Photography and things of that, where we could put up stuff so people can see what we're doing. It's hard to get people to commit to do that. It's a lot of work.
Well, you know, with mm-hmm. shows like this, at least you'll get the word out there and whatnot, and keep on asking, because sometimes people love to be asked.
Yeah, so we'd love to have a camera where we can record these things. Mm. Also, you know, just come out, be a part of the volunteers who plan the actual thing. You can be a part of the improv group. And shouts out to Jason Evans, who is heading that. Shouts out to my friend Crystal, who helps me with the planning. Michelle, Joshua, EJ, and Joelle, as well as Cherry, Danielle, and Pascal.
You got everybody.
Rodrika. Yes. Thank you guys so much for holding us down from last year, November.
So from last year, November, to here, and you're continuing along with these efforts.
Yes.
I congratulate you for adding this contribution to the initiatives to save the Dundas. As you say, it's the platform, the foundation that our country has known for generations for the arts. Mm-hmm. And you're bringing a diversified platform for folks to demonstrate and display their art. So thank you all for what y'all are doing.
Thank you so much.
It's been incredible. No, this is great. Now, I will give you one more moment because, again, you know, time flies when you're having fun.
Yes.
We have four more minutes before Tell It to Stania comes on air. Just if you want to just give us your closing remarks, tell us why we should come.
You should come if you like. The arts is central to everything. I mean, we're in a beautiful building painted blue, green. It's an artist who created that color. Mm-hmm. Even in the studio, in terms of the desks and whatever, somebody had to create that. You know, entertainment is at the foundation of mental health. I've seen where people who are gangbangers become musicians and change their lives. So the arts is important to a country. The Dunn is important to a country as it's providing a space, and that's what we want to do. So thanks to everybody who supported us, and to all the new people and the old people, please keep on supporting us and send us money.
And listen, this is an important conversation. In order to make money, you have to spend money, but some of these efforts, whatever you make goes right back into ensuring that it happens again and again. So this is not a profit-making venture, but to ensure that the platform remains because we need more safe spaces for performance. We, as a people, we have such a rich culture, and the Black Box Open Mic Initiative is helping us to express our voice.
Yeah.
And from a creative perspective, too, like encouraging the artists to come out and perform them things. You got people always up there, their works, but they're scared to put in front of people. Yeah. They get used to it. Come out there, do it. Show people what you got, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Don't be scared. Yeah. You can't be scared forever. And sometimes people sitting on gold, but they don't want people there to judge them, or they feel like people might think it's not good. Just come on out.
It's a great
way part of being a creative.
To grow your fan base. Yes.
And to grow your confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And get better. That's the only way to get better.
Right.
So come on out.
I love that. I love that. And one final time, Nadine, just one more time.
Okay.
What's happening on Friday?
Friday, you're going to see a cross-section of very talented, multi-talented Bahamians in every genre. Don't think it's just singing and poetry. We do everything. We cover the gamut. You're going to see a great entertainer. Tanash has great potential. Y'all should play his music. And Leon Rose, she's dope. Come and enjoy the food. Come and network. Come and support. Come and give us some donations, cash or kind, you know, it would be helpful.
Come be a part of the Labongi Choir. I think this could be the first time we have the Labongi Choir.
I like that, Labongi Choir.
So come on out. You could be a part of that very first Labongi Choir.
So y'all head out. We have plans for Friday. Mark your calendars. Be out there to the Dundas at the Black Box Theater for Open Mic Night featuring Tanash and Alion Rose, as well as all of those that are signing up.
And it's 18 and over, because you never know what's going to happen. It's an open mic.
So y'all say, listen, children got to stay home. Okay, cool. So 18 and above, they may be checking IDs at the door. So just make sure they will have food and they will have drinks. Libations is what we Long Island people call it, because, you know, it's alcohol. Gotta have that in your hand. Just saying. Thank you all so much for coming on. I wish you all the very best. So this has been Nadine Thomas Brown in studios along with Tanash, and we are wishing Alion Rose, we wish we were here, but you're going to do great on Friday nonetheless. This is DeAndre Carter in the happy hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Stay tuned for the rest of the Saturday programming, continuing with Tell It to Stanya.
Rotate turns tonight, not tends to